This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Election Day, Tuesday, November 3rd, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. San Jose Calvary Chapel Pastor Mike McClure continues to hold in-person services and preach in the face of a lawsuit and levied fines of $350,000 by California tyrannical officials. On Sunday, the pastor warned his congregants that if they keep meeting at the church, they, quote, may be breaking the court order and they may arrest you or give you a fine or a citation, end quote. McClure also noted that not a single person in the congregation has been sick or has died over 23 weeks of church meetings at the facility. The Santa Clara County District Attorney's Office and County Council has filed a restraining order, quote, enjoining Mike McClure and members of the church from conducting any gathering or service, end quote. Acts 5 verses 27 through 29 speaks to this. And when they had brought them, they set them before the council. And the high priest asked them, saying, did we not strictly command you not to teach in this name? But Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than men. U.S. church attendance has experienced a precipitous drop this year. Lifeway Research reports an average of 30% less attendance in American churches since the beginning of the year, whereas in February of this year, 20% of Protestant churches averaged over 250 in attendance. Now, only 6% would average at least 250 people. Churches more likely to conduct in-person services include Baptists, Lutherans, and Restorationist churches. Presbyterian Reformed churches and mainline churches were much less likely to meet in person, according to the survey. New Zealand has voted by national referendum to legalize euthanasia for those with 6 months or less to live, as projected by doctors. This comes just about a year after legalizing abortion in this post-Christian country. The blue-collar, white-collar political divide has shifted in the U.S. since 1996. The Christian Science Monitor points out that 55% of white college graduates identified as or leaned toward Republican, and about 40% identified as or leaned toward Democrat. This year, that ratio has shifted to 40% Republican and 55% Democrat. Meanwhile, Republicans have gained support from the blue-collar crowd, now about 60% leaning or identifying Republican and 35% Democrat. Real Clear Politics, which averages the national polls, has the Democrat candidate for president, Joe Biden, ahead by 6.5%. They also note that Biden is up 1% in Florida. Biden is up 4.2% in Pennsylvania. Biden is up 5.1% in Michigan. Biden is up 6.6% in Wisconsin. Biden is up 0.4% in Georgia. And Biden is up 1% in Arizona. The average of the polls reveals that Trump is up 1.4% in Iowa. Trump is up 0.2% in Ohio. Trump is up 1.2% in Texas. And Trump is up 0.6% in North Carolina. Also, the oft-trusted Rasmussen poll, as of Monday, puts the race at a dead heat, with Biden ahead by just one percentage point, 48% to 47%. If Trump takes Texas, Ohio, Florida, North Carolina, Georgia, Arizona, Iowa, and Pennsylvania, he would win. Of these 8 states, the toughest for Trump will be Pennsylvania, which the national polls favor Biden by 4.2% going into the election. For the U.S. Senate, the Real Clear Politics average indicates 46 sure Republican seats, 47 sure Democrat seats, and 9 toss-up Senate races going into the election today. Dinesh D'Souza, the producer of the Trump Card movie, had this to say about the polls.
Trump calls them suppression polls and points to various ways in which polls can be manipulated, oversampling Democrats, other kind of techniques of bringing about the result you want. Now, why would pollsters want to do this? Why would they put their own reputation on the line? Part of it, I think, is the pollsters are drawn from the same community that produces academia and the media and a lot of the entertainment sector. They live in a bubble, and they're determined to do what they can, their part, if you will, as a profession, to try to thwart Trump, to try to push Biden across the finish line. So this is their agenda. And they're a little bit like the boxer who, before the fight, goes, "I'm going to beat you." Why do boxers do that? They do it to demoralize the opposition. And so the pollsters know that they have a ridiculous candidate. Biden is simply a preposterous individual. Ordinarily, you'd have to give some explanation for why this corrupt, senile dotard, this guy walking around like he's in an old folks' home or a lunatic asylum, how did this guy end up on the top of a major party ticket? So the professionals have to sort of stage all this and pretend like, oh, his victory is inevitable. He's marching to victory.
We remind our listeners, the lot is cast into the lap, and the election too, but the whole disposing thereof is of the Lord. Proverbs 16, verse 33. Listen to my Generations Radio interview with Dinesh D'Souza about his movie Trump Card through a special link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. The son of a missionary to Niger, Africa, was rescued by U.S. Special Forces after he was kidnapped by what appeared to be Fulani Muslim herdmen from northern Nigeria. The UK Daily Mail reports that Philip Walton was taken by six AK-47-toting kidnappers on motorbikes last Tuesday. Over the weekend, the American SEAL commandos parachuted in several miles from the enemy lair and saved the 27-year-old American. There were no casualties on the American side. However, several of the kidnappers were killed in the rescue. The president commented on the rescue.
I want to thank the Special Forces. We had a tremendous event happen, and really, these are incredible people that do this. We'll be giving you some details in a very short period of time. It was something that had to get done because they were playing with American citizens. We can't let that happen.
Super Typhoon Goni hit the Philippines over the weekend with sustained winds of 195 miles per hour. It was the most powerful cyclone to make landfall in world history, according to Yale Climate Connections. It was a 1-2 punch for the Philippines this season. They lost 22 lives to Typhoon Molay last month. The death toll from Typhoon Goni stands at 10. On Monday, terror attacks in Vienna killed 2 people, and Kabul, Afghanistan killed 19. And finally, it is appointed once for man to die, and after that, the judgment. Sean Connery, famed actor, is dead at 90 years of age. And that's The World View in 5 minutes, on this election day, Tuesday, November 3rd, in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.